Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Adams is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine. Seniors? I don't know if I really call people 60 seniors, doctor, but I don't know what the definition is in the medical world. But let's just go with people over the age of 55. GLP-1s good or not? Medicare now says they're going to cover them for people who are on Medicare. What's your feeling about that?
Yeah, good idea. The benefits of the weight loss show a lot of gains. The initial worry was in older adults, would some side effects be negative and maybe they weren't all good? Well, they are good. The benefit of the weight loss improves a lot of health indicators, blood pressure, heart function, others, and so sugar control. So, yeah, it doesn't matter the age. They seem to be good drugs if a person needs to lose weight.
And obviously good that Medicare is now making it, I think it'd be like $50 a month or something, but that's doable for a lot of people. So you're on board with that, right?
Yeah, the standards are high to get insurers and get to Medicare to cover it. They have to have a lot of evidence. The evidence is there. They're going to cover it. It's a great thing.
Okay, a new survey by the Pew Research Center finds that 4 in 10 U.S. adults, around half of those under 50, as you get younger, it gets closer to people seeking health information from social media or podcasts. And then when researchers looked at the social media profiles of 6,800 health and wellness influencers with at least 100,000 followers, only 4 in 10 have a background as any kind of health professional. Does this scare you? Because it kind of concerns me that people are turning to social media influencers for health information.
You know, the social media is just draws us all in. We just scroll and cannot help but be influenced. The worry is that people are actually turning to the influencers for information when, as you said, the majority don't have any clinical background, really question everything on it. It can be compelling. And if you see yourself getting scared or you see yourself getting excited, that's a time to slow down. They're trying to design you to have emotional effect. That's not healthy.
Right. And, you know, Northwestern, if you went to their website, you can put in just about anything you think you might have or you might. I'm telling you what, wealth of information from qualified people. So seek out your information from, if you don't have a personal doctor, find it from a source that you trust. For us, that would be Northwestern. Okay, a pediatrics group has issued new guidance on recess. I guess we've gotten away from recess in most schools. That's impacted the health of children.
Well, in the past generation, recess has been cut because everybody wants to see test scores go up, but that's been counterproductive. The American Academy of Pediatrics says it's gone too far. Children need recess. They need to just run around with unstructured play, learn from each other, learn social interaction. And even farther than that, they would support some little mini breaks between classes so the children can run around and regroup, but that's not what they're advocating at this point. But at least the recess, the children need it. They actually learn better and can focus.
Yeah, I think teachers would appreciate it too. I remember when mine was 5 years old and had a lot of energy, she had the class do little breaks where they would just do 25 jumping jacks. And I think it got rid of their energy, you know?
It's a smart teacher. That's a good teacher that knows how to keep classroom control and keep the children then learning. They need those breaks.
Right. Okay. And, of course, the biggest health headline this week is about hantavirus. We know how many people have passed. We know who has contracted it. We now know about a facility in Nebraska that very few of us knew about. Is there concern for any of us to worry about this?
Do not worry. I've been asked that by others. I've been asked if this is going to be the next pandemic. It's not. The individuals are tracked well. That facility in Nebraska is very well set up. Ebola patients were previously there. Now hantavirus. It's fine. It will not be a pandemic, but it is something to not take lightly, and the proper procedures have to be followed.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Good talking with you.
Have a great day. That's Dr. Bye-bye. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine.